It's not uncommon in local or regional political races for several candidates to run together as a slate to fill a number of vacancies. For example, candidates for the local school board sometimes appear together as a unit in hopes voters will sweep them all into office. That doesn't happen in larger elections, say for a seat in Congress. But the four Democrats running to replace Republican Mike Rogers in Michigan's 8th District are trying an interesting strategy. Eric Schertzing, Ken Dargis, Susan Grettenberger, and Jeff Hank have vowed to campaign together between now and the August 5th primary to make themselves as accessible as possible to voters. We're joined today by two of those candidates, Susan Grettenberger and Jeff Hank. Welcome back to Current State to both of you. For a little more context, let's listen to one of your fellow Democratic candidates, Ken Darga, talking about this approach.
That isn't something that we decided just over the past couple days. That's how we've been campaigning from the beginning. We haven't been tearing one another down. We haven't been afraid to agree with one another, and there's a lot that we agree with one another on. And we haven't been afraid to give one another credit for good ideas. I think that's the way campaigns should take place, and that's the way that this campaign is taking place on the Democratic side.
So, Susan, clarify for us, are you all still making solo appearances or not?
Oh, yeah, we are still making solo appearances. We are all campaigning for ourselves as well, but we feel real strongly that it's important for voters to have enough information about all of the candidates that they can make a choice and that that's not determined by somebody else making a decision about how much coverage to give us or money, really, to dictate that. And I think that expands not just for the primary, but into the general election. We feel like money has too big a part to play in this. We fundamentally disagree on the process and how people are given or granted access and are really trying to take this straight to the media to ask for opportunities to present our case together.
So you've carved out some number of dates between now and August 5th when you know all four of you are going to be in the same place at the same time. Do I understand that correct, Jeff?
Well, no, unfortunately not, Mark. I mean, what we really did yesterday, rather than saying we're campaigning together, is that we have a unified message that we want voters to get involved. We want to get all of our messages out to voters so they can make the most informed decision. For example, all four candidates are from Ingham County. We have yet to even have a single forum or debate in Ingham County with an election 3 weeks away. So our goal in this more is to change the culture of politics. And this is a role for the candidates, this is a role for the voters, this is a role for the media. Our democracy functions best when people participate and when people are informed. And unfortunately, we're not at the level that we need to be. So we're still competing for the seat against each other. We've agreed that we will appear if there's a forum or debate called, but someone needs to set that up. And I think everyone still wants to win the seat individually, but we agree that there's a problem essentially in the culture, and that's what we're trying to improve.
Well, that's your loftier goal, but are you saying you don't have particular times and dates and places when all four of you will be appearing together?
We are asking the media to give us those opportunities. Oh. That is part of what we were trying to accomplish yesterday and hoping we can get out there. We're going to actively pursue opportunities. We have people that will be working on reaching out to media and asking media to give us the opportunity to come in together and to meet together, to have an open forum on air with some of the media.
And would these be like the TV televised primary debates that we've all seen where you're all fielding questions one at a time, or are you holding conversations with voters simultaneously?
Well, we do have a forum scheduled next Tuesday, Mark, in Lansing from 7 to 9 p.m. at the IBEW Hall in South Pennsylvania. But this is what's kind of frustrating, because at this point, we don't even have a format for this forum. We haven't even told what the structure is. We just found out who the moderator was the other day. So as of now, that's the only event where all four of us are going to be together. And that's and this hasn't been advertised either. So part of our goal here is to get the advertisement out about this and let people know there will be a time where you can hopefully come and actually question all four of us and get straight answers from us. Because most voters, and we've all experienced this, don't know who any of the four candidates are. And so our goal is really to, you know, say, here's our message. You know, you decide. Do your research, do your fact-checking, and question us and get straight answers from us.
You've just done. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, I was going to say part of this is a challenge to the media. We can hold a forum, or someone can set up a forum in a specific location in an auditorium and invite people to come. There are so many seats. We can invite so many people. Who knows who's available on a given Tuesday night? We know that there are a lot more people listening today, for example, than there would be if we invited the listeners of Current State to come listen to us at an auditorium at Lansing Community College, for example. If we can get the media to invite us, we're open to the format. We're not asking or seeking to dictate a format. We'll let the hosts of the media show let us know what they want. Could be caller phone in. It could be a talk show. It doesn't have to be someone who's necessarily sympathetic to our cause or to our party. I think our intention is to try to find whatever means we can to let the voters know who we are and to make sure that money does not determine that. One of the concerns I have is that somewhere along the line, the for-profit media decided a horse race where there are winners and losers, and we can say who's leading and who's, you know, who's behind, who just had a really good shot, so to speak, is better press than being a public service to the voters and making sure people really get to know the candidates. And we think the latter is important.
What's been the heavy? Have you had any response to what you've put out there already? This is amounts to something of a challenge to
sure.
the media. Have you had a response, Jeff?
Well, we were on TV last night.
All four of you.
Actually, the media, and this was Channel 10, and this isn't taking a shot at Channel 10 or anything, but they quoted one candidate. Everybody participated yesterday, but Sue and I were the ones who took the lead in the initiative on this. I think everyone shares the same goal, but I mean, this is part of the issue here is that, you know, we had a long press conference, we all spoke, and only one person's message or one person's quote actually gets out to the media. So it's a challenge, and it's frustrating as a candidate. Again, it is a money issue, but it's also a party machinery issue, and it's also just a larger problem in our culture that, you know, like a station like WKAR is great because you're due the public service, and you have one of the best programs in the area, but we need everyone to get involved in that and to do it more because, again, people don't know us. And if we want to win this seat, regardless of which party wins or what people believe, we need American people to get involved, get informed, get active. That's how we make this country strong and great, and we're missing the mark on that.
We're talking with Democratic congressional candidates Jeff Hank and Susan Grettenberger campaigning for the Democratic nomination for Mike Rogers' seat here in the 8th District. Did it take long for the four of you to agree to make this appeal, Susan?
No, I think, as Ken said, we have been pretty collegial all along. My goal in getting into this race in the first place was that I disagreed with the policies that were in place. As a professor, I was seeing things that were going on for students. As a social worker, I've seen a number of people working poor, middle class hurt. We felt like we needed to really take on this seat. I think we all have better policies and better, I think, better approaches that will be more fair to the people in this district. So I think we agreed. You know, our primary interest is to get the seat into the hands of somebody that's more progressive than the person we've had representing us. But so I think we're pretty much on the same page that we want to get the word out to the voters.
You've said you don't want the influence of money to dominate the election. And I think you've all alleged at one time or another that's exactly how it's unfolding on the GOP side.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mike Bishop came out with numbers the other day that he raised twice as much as Tom McMillan. We'll, unfortunately, probably be outgunned as Democratic candidates. And, you know, everyone, Mark, I hear this all the time, everybody complains about money in politics. Well, we don't have a solution really to take care of that. But the one thing that can trump money in politics is people becoming aware and getting involved in the process. If people vote, they can actually change things. So this is a cultural change here. And Susan and I have discussed how, regardless if either one of us wins this election, and it's an open election right now, no one knows who's going to win or who's even in first place. There's been no polling done. We want to change the culture for the long term. This is about a generational idea. This is about changing the culture, improving the culture, so that if it didn't happen this election, and we've all learned that the system is imperfect as it is now, our goal would be 2 years from now, hopefully we can encourage people to get involved and improve it for the next time.
Once there's a candidate among the four of you, though, isn't that candidate automatically going to be very interested in raising as much money as possible?
Well, I think that's part of the problem. I've played sports all my life. I still play soccer, and I think the rules of the game dictate how the game gets played. The rules of the game right now are you have to have a lot of money. If a person has a limited amount of money or can't self-fund or does not have insider connections to raise money, it becomes almost impossible. So somebody like Jeff, who's been an advocate, or me as an educator, as a social worker, a person who has extensive experience and a deep commitment to doing this comes into the process, it becomes very, very difficult for us to have a fair playing field. And it's not so much about the individual people and whether or not Jeff or I is elected. It's that the voters need to have the opportunity to know the candidates well enough so they can decide. Somebody yesterday said, well, why don't the four of you just decide one person to put forward if you want the seat? It's like, we're only four votes. Why should we decide? The people with the money each only have one vote. Why should they have that much influence? We need to find mechanisms for getting information to voters so they can be informed.
You're suggesting a pretty serious lack of engagement on the part of voters.
Mm-hmm.
You're encountering that so far since you declared as candidates. You've witnessed that, or are there pockets of urgency out there, or what?
There are, and so I would comment on this. For example, down in Livingston County, which is part of our district, the people who are politically engaged in Livingston County have done a great job. They had a dinner for all of us. They put three forums up. But here in Ingham County, where all four of us are from, we haven't had any of that. And so it's again, it's this cultural change, and we've been all talking to voters. But, you know, for example, Mark, I'll be on the street and I'll talk to a Republican voter. And actually, when we've had a chance to talk, I'll get a Republican to say, I haven't thought about voting for a Democrat for 20 years, but since I've actually had a chance to engage with you and speak with you and hear your ideas, maybe I'll consider it. Mm-hmm. But if we can't reach those voters, which we're having difficulty doing, they're never going to get that message, and that's the problem.
Just about out of time, unfortunately. You've got a forum coming up on the 22nd, IBEW Hall, South Pennsylvania.
That's right.
What is the time?
7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m. on the 22nd. All four Democratic candidates for the 8th District Congressional nod.
And we will have a forum later that's on home TV, I believe. It's the 29th. There will be something very, very close to
Meridian
the election.
Meridian Township Community Television. Jeff Hanks, Susan Grettenberger, thanks for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Mark.
Thank you.